With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Bourne, talking now to Colin McQueen of Emsbury High School. Coach, welcome back. Busy and good times for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun time of year, Rick.
Well, it's a lot more fun when you win and you're going to the Super Bowl. So tell me about yesterday's win against Cohasset.
Yeah, it was obviously it had to be a hard-fought battle. When you get to this stage in the tournament, teams are good, you know, and they're well coached, and you got to play clean football. And our guys did that. Execution was awesome, and line play was, which I know is always your favorite. Line play was excellent, particularly the left side of the line with Aiden, Will, and Ethan Kirby. Their get off, their pad level, the way they moved bodies was outstanding, and opened up some of the cleanest holes that we've had all year. And the backs took advantage of it from first play, really took the first one to the house. On a toss play, they had about eight guys walked up on the line of scrimmage, and we had an edge play called, and Mikey took it to the house, and then you know, Max had a great day too. We had Mikey over 100 yards, and Max was over two. They were incredible, but you know, it was a lot of great line play, and then defensively, the job of leveraging stuff and working together and running to the football is a really, really good team effort.
It sounds like everything's in sync right now with your team. They know what to do, and then they carry it out. Is that how you're looking at it as a coach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's the stuff that we've been working on, you know, and I think that's part of the advantage of how we do things. It's, you know, week by week trying to get better at you know, our scheme. And our defensive scheme can be adapted, you know, when you face different offenses, tweaked a little bit. But for the most part, we're asking kids to do the same thing now that we've been working on them doing since early August.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and you get better week by week by week, this time of year you should be playing pretty well. And that was indicative of you know, what we were able to do last night, I think.
You know, it's again, I'm not going to get into the distractions thing, but were there any moments of concern for you last night during the game, or did you feel pretty confident that the kids had a good beat on it?
No, I mean, it was one of those things. I had a good feeling, like, all week. You know, you kind of know, as a coach, when you're around the guys, you're never really surprised by outcomes. You kind of know, you know, particularly in how we do things. Like, it takes the full 11-man effort every rep, and you get a vibe. You get a feel of where the guys are at. And sometimes it's just that energy and that feeling. And I yesterday, you know, I felt very zen. You know, everything felt like it should be. The guys are very focused, but loose enough. You know, they just feel comfortable. They feel like they should be there. And from the start, you know, to be able to jump a team like that, take the first play to the house, and then on the ensuing possession, we were able to get a tipped ball interception on a pass thrown across the middle. You know, we had some great coverage, had the kid bracketed, and ended up going through his hands on a high-thrown ball that was forced. And Mikey comes down with it, you know, and then we're able to convert on that. And you go up, you know, after converting the twos, you go up 16-0.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to, you know, the only worry there is if you get complacent, but it's good because you get comfortable. You know, we had our feet underneath us, and we were able to just kind of sustain that, and it was good.
Well, that's a great description, comfortable instead of complacent. I like that. And just a couple of other quick things, Coach. You got 48 points, and they got 28, 15 in that fourth quarter. Were you able to get some of your non-starters in?
Yeah, we had backups in on the flat defensively. And those guys, even though they punched that one in late, I was really, really proud of those guys. A lot of them JV guys. Who were absolutely scrapping, and we've committed a couple penalties. We gave them a new set of downs down there, and then on the two-point play, made a couple of plays, but also committed some penalties. But they scrapped. It took them like 12 plays from inside the 10 to score. It was awesome. And I'm actually absolutely making those numbers up, but it was something. You know, it took them a while.
I got you.
I was really, really proud of the way that they played in there against a very good team, you know, with their ones on the field.
Well, I imagine this has been like one long day for you in the last 24 to 48 hours, and it's going to continue because now you have to get ready for a short week for the Thanksgiving Day game, and then you got to get ready for the Super Bowl after that. So you've been there before, you know, pretty far before, Coach. And what's the plan for this week moving up to Thanksgiving?
I mean, the turnaround is fast, like, especially for these younger guys. We had, I'm like I told you, I'm just leaving now. We had our varsity guys in for film early morning so that we could get them out quick enough to go and support the JV guys over in their game against Newburyport. So I just left from that. JV guys handled business. They played great over there, got the win. And then now, you know, heading home after a nice brunch with one of the other coaches and the wives, we're gonna start looking at some Newburyport film and breaking that down, getting a plan ready. And then, you know, we'll hit the ground running. It'll be a normal scouting report Monday. We really just lose one of the work days of the week, and kids understand this time of year that's what it is. But the reality is you've faced every type of offense that there is by this point in the year. Kids pretty much know what we're doing. And like I said, we react to things in certain ways, and we try to do what we do well. So it'll be a regular Monday, a workday Tuesday, walkthrough Wednesday. We got some fun things in there, like a luncheon that the Rotary Club puts on every year for both sides of this rivalry. Seniors, captains, coaches, important people in the town, mayors and superintendents and principals and all kinds of people. It's a fun thing that the rivalry does on Tuesday, and then you know, walk through Wednesday, and we'll be ready to go Thursday morning. And we're not looking past that right mm-hmm, now.
Right.
And for that game, we'll figure out how we're going to game plan for the Super Bowl, and we'll hopefully keep this momentum rolling.
I get conflicting reports. Where's the Thanksgiving game?
We're at home.
You are home. Landry. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's for the 100th game of the rivalry.
So gotcha.
It's going to be an exciting one.
Okay. Very, very good.
It's planned, and both teams will be rocking some throwback uniforms based on some old photos
cool.
that we had too. Which is
way cool.
Cool. Kids are excited about.
Dynamite. And listen, finally, Coach, I saw a quote in the paper about your starters, and I know there was a brouhaha a couple of years ago with this new format about one coach. He sat everybody down. They lost 70-0. Then he went on and went to the Super Bowl. I mean, it has to be tough to balance out how you want to get your players in there on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you know, and I don't judge any coaches for whatever they want to do, but the way that I see it, I mean, it's a game of football, and for these seniors, I think it's a disservice to not suit up and play. They get so many shots at it, and we're lucky enough to extend our season. But for this senior class, especially here in our specific circumstance, they're looking to solidify a legacy, and they get an opportunity with a win to put them in a position to win a share of the Cal if North Reading handles Linfield on Thanksgiving. So we need some help with that, but they get a chance for that. They get a chance to solidify a legacy and never being beaten by Newburyport in their 4 years here. And, like, that stuff matters to people, you know. But the reality is, whether it's those guys or it's anybody else, it's an opponent showing up, wanting to play football. And to give anything less than our best, I think, is a disservice to the game. So we're going to show up, and we're going to game plan, and we're going to go out there and put our best out there because it's another opportunity. And that's what it is, you know. So we'll take that opportunity, make the most of it, roll into the Super Bowl, and again, it's an opportunity, and we're going to give it our best. That's what we always like to do.
Well spoken, Coach. I'm going to call you again before the Super Bowl to get the skinny on that.
Can't wait.
Coach, hey, try to get a nap between now and Thursday, okay?
I might. I don't know. Thanks, Rick.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, Colin. Take care.
All right, you as well. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.